What's up, guys? This is G, and this is the Green Bites Podcast. What's up, guys? January 14th, Naples, Florida. Just getting to the restaurant. Got a bunch of packages here, a bunch of cookies that are going to be out. A lot of people, a lot of orders out of state, a lot of orders locally. Very, very happy about the progress that I'm doing on Green Bites, and very, very grateful for all you guys. Today, guys, I want to tell you a little story, okay? I want to tell you a little story for you to really, really relate. If you've been there, if you think that's going to be you, if you start something, or, you know, whatever you think this will relate to you guys. So last Thursday, I went to Cava Culture, okay? Last Thursday, I went to Cava Culture, and like I always do on Thursdays, with my boy JP killing it. That week we sold out. Well, we've been selling out like pretty much every week, which is great. Guys, I saw this girl that I saw pretty like the first times that we set up for Green Bites. And the first time we set up for Green Bites, you know, it was pretty busy because, you know, I did a little marketing here and there, whatever. So it was pretty damn busy. And we went through a lot of cookies. And it was a successful night, you know, to be honest. I'm very grateful that it was a successful night. But then I had a couple other weeks that I saw her showing up. I saw her, you know, showing up, and she was there. She was walking around and stuff. And I knew she wanted something, okay? And then this last Thursday, she showed up, but she was not selling. She was not just walking around. She was a vendor now, okay? So she took her first step for her small business or whatever she's trying to do to actually work. So now she's a vendor and she was selling like shells or stuff like that or whatever. And, you know, I was like, man, that's pretty badass, you know, going from like, you know, seeing what's going on to actually doing it. Of course, that was me as well. But I saw this girl doing this. And then, right after, you know, we freaking saw all the cookies or whatever, I saw her. I saw her at her table sitting, and I guess she didn't make, you know, a lot of sales that night or whatever. And she was looking very, very uncomfortable, you know, like she didn't look at me, and like she was looking very, very uncomfortable. She didn't look good, like she just looked very uncomfortable. And I was like, dude, that is weird, man. But you know what, now I sat back last night, and I was like, you know what, that girl was breaking comfort zones, you know. So that's the freaking way to do it, you know. That's the way to do it, guys. Break your comfort zones, you know. Breakthrough ideas that you have in your head and you doubt so much that you never make them happen, you know? This girl had an idea, okay? She had a purpose. She set the idea and she did it. And now it's up to her if she's gonna continue to pursue this idea or not. But guys, just the thought of starting something, of creating something, of, you know, starting something for yourself is how everything starts. There's a meme, I think, it's from Coca-Cola and shit, and it says, the first year Coca-Cola was in business, they sold 7 bottles. And believe me, that thing motivates me forever. Since I seen that meme, since I seen that thing, it motivated me forever. Just imagine the first year that you're open, you sell you 7 bottles of freaking soda that you created and you package and you done so much research and you done so much production and you done so much work towards and you only sell 7. Now, look at Coca-Cola. Look how big is Coca-Cola. It's everywhere. It's the biggest brand. I think it's the biggest brand after McDonald's or Subway as far as food. And guys, just think about it, you know, like, all these ideas that we have in our heads, all these thoughts that we have in our heads, you know, imagine them being created and coming to life. Just imagine how far, you know, how how awesome this could be, how awesome and creative this world could be if you actually believe in yourself, think about an idea, and actually execute them. So guys, if you ever feel related to this girl, if you ever feel related to this story, guys, please, this week, I really, really, really encourage you all to please try something different. You know, try something new. Don't be repetitive, you know, like living in that repetitive life is so freaking boring. You know, it's so freaking boring. It just sits you down to be doing repetitive things all over again, you know. It's not the way to live, guys. Just find excitement in everyday life. You're gonna be so much happy. You're not gonna be so much excited for the next day, and you will achieve anything you want because you have the willpower to do it. And you know what? You're freaking awesome, and you deserve to have the best in life. Have a great Monday, guys. That's it. Try more, be more, do more, execute ideas, and fuck what everybody says. Do your best. You're the best. Have a great week. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.